Women also are required to say birchas hamazon after they eat bread. Sofiku min chayoves midaraisa. There's a sofik in the Gemara whether the chiyuv of a woman is midaraisa or midrabbanan, or they do not have a bris and they don't have the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and therefore there's a discussion in the Gemara whether the chayv or not. So the mechaber seems to hold that it remains a sofik. And therefore, it's a suffix if a moitzias is a notion. If a woman can be moitzi a man. On the other side of the coin is, or ainu chayov is a midrabbon, vein moitzi it. If they're only chayov midrabbonon, then they cannot be moitzi elemi, shein chayuv elem midrabbonon. So, the bottom line is that the mechaber seems to hold that it's a suffix. And therefore, a woman can be moitzi another woman, or she can moitzi a cotton, or she can moitzi a man if the man did not eat shears via. It was not satiated, in which case he also is a chiyuv, in which case he also has a chiyuv derabbanan. In the case where the man ate kudeis via, satiated himself, he's chayv deraisa, and she's a suffix deraisa, she cannot be moitzi. If the extenuating circumstances that he cannot bench himself, he went through some operation on his vocal cords, and she's the only person around, then it's better that she will be moitzi than not, because it's at least a suffix if she's moitzi him, and there are opinions that hold that we pass him that women are chayv deraisa.